But bitter anguish at Sarpedon's voice had come to Glaucus, and his heart despaired because he had not helped his friend. He gripped his own right arm and squeezed it, being numb where Teucrus with a bowshot from the rampart had hit him while he fought for his own men. And he spoke out in prayer to Lord Apollo. "Hear me, O Lord, somewhere in Lycian farmland or else in Troy, for you have power to listen the whole world round to a man hard-pressed as I. I have my sore wound, all my length of arm, a-throb with lancing pain. The flow of blood cannot be staunched. My shoulder's heavy with it. I cannot hold my spear right or do battle, cannot attack them. Here's a great man destroyed, Sarpedon, son of Zeus. Zeus let his own son die undefended. Oh, my lord, heal this wound. Lull me my pains. Put vigor in me. Let me shout to my Lycians. Move them into combat. Let me give battle for the dead man here." This way he prayed, and Phoebus Apollo heard him, cutting his pain and making the dark blood dry on his deep wound, then filled his heart with valor. Glaucus felt the change and knew with joy how swiftly the great god had heard his prayer. First he appealed to the Lycian captains, going right and left to defend Sarpedon's body. Then, on the run, he followed other Trojans, Polydamas, Panthous' son, Agenor, and caught up with Aeneas and with Hector, shoulder to shoulder, urgently appealing, "Hector, you've put your allies out of mind, those men who give their lives here for your sake, so distant from their friends and lands. You will not come to their aid. Sarpedon lies there dead, commander of the Lycians, who kept his country safe by his firm hand in justice. Ares in bronze has brought him down. The spear belonged to Patroclus. Come, stand with me, friends, and count it shame if they strip off his gear or bring dishonor on his body. These fresh myrmidons, enraged for the Danaans cut down at the shipways by our spears." At this, grief and remorse possessed the Trojans. Grief not to be borne, because Sarpedon had been a bastion of the town of Troy, foreigner though he was. A host came with him, but he had fought most gallantly of all. They made straight for the Danaans, and Hector led them, hot with anger for Sarpedon. Patroclus, in his savagery, cheered on the Achaeans, first the two named Ajax, both already aflame for war. "Ajax and Ajax, let it be sweet to you to stand and fight. You always do. Be lion-hearted now. The man who crossed the rampart of Achaeans first of all lies dead, Sarpedon. May we take him, dishonor him, and strip his arms, and hurl any friend who would defend him into the dust with our hard bronze.